There's nothing on earth that compares to the Catholic priesthood. And today, priestly vocations are booming. Welcome to Vocation Boom Radio, the show that highlights the glory of the priesthood and promotes priestly vocations through exciting information and lively interviews with priests, seminarians and their families, vocation directors, seminary rectors, bishops, and those with a passion for promoting vocations. Here's the host of Vocation Boom Radio, Jerry Usher.
And greetings. Good day to you. Thank you so much for carving out a little bit of your Saturday afternoon to be with me. We are live Saturday, March 29th. So good to be with you, and hope that you're able to stick around for this whole hour. It's going to be an inspiring broadcast because of my guest who's going to join me today, Corey Bruns, a college seminarian for the Diocese of Owensboro, Kentucky. He attends Simon Brute College Seminary. That's located in Indianapolis. And he is one of, I think, a growing number of, I would say, younger men who are answering the call to seriously discern a possible priestly vocation. We saw for many, many decades that college seminaries really were almost non-existent, but they're starting to make a real comeback. And the numbers at Simon Brute have, I think, been proof of that. They opened up in 2004 with, I believe, 8 men. They're up to near 50 now. And so God is really moving. This is, I think, more evidence of the vocation boom. And we'll hear about Corey's discernment, his journey, his family, how the seeds of a possible vocation were planted today on the program. So please do stick around. I think you'll be inspired by this. Just want to take care of a couple of things before we introduce Corey to you on the program today. One is a reminder, I really appreciate your prayers. We are exactly 2 weeks away from the Vocation Boom Lunch. That is going to be in Indian Wells, California. Former L.A. Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda is graciously going to be our featured speaker. We've got a number of other folks who are going to be there. We're hoping to get a few hundred in attendance. Please pray for that. Pray for more signups. And we've got a live auction that we're going to have. A lot of great items have been donated. So I would ask you to keep that in your prayers. That's coming up again 2 weeks from today. And I want to really make a special thanks to a couple of our listeners, one who just sent in, and I received it recently. I want to thank Paul, who listens out of Salt and Light Radio in Boise, and Jeff, a couple of wonderful Catholic Christian brothers who, again, listen on Salt and Light Radio out of Boise. And just want to say hi to you guys. Thanks for your listenership and your prayers. And Paul is, I guess, quite an accomplished artist, a drawer, if that's the right way to put it. He has sent in an item for our lunch as an auction item. And it is a beautiful hand-sketched, I think it's like a charcoal or some kind of a drawing of the Virgin Mary in various different colors. And it shows our Blessed Mother, her head bowed, eyes closed, hands folded in prayer. An absolutely beautiful piece. It's been framed very nicely by another Catholic Christian brother of ours, Nick. And just want to say, Paul, thank you. This is absolutely beautiful. And I know that God is going to use it to help bless our lunch on April 12th. So, Paul and Jeff, greetings to you guys and all the brothers in your listening area. And also, today, right now, first time ever, actually, I put it up on our Facebook page about 30 minutes ago, we are unveiling a new feature on the Vocation Boom website. It's a prayer campaign, and I would be honored, we would be absolutely honored if you would join us in praying for men like Corey Bruns, our guest today, and others whom God is calling to the priesthood or potentially calling. Please log on to our website, vocationboom.com, and along the top, you will see the pray tab is highlighted in yellow. And if you hover over that, just click on prayer campaign. And we've got a page there where you can sign up, your first name only. We would like to have your first name and then an optional field, but we'd like to have this too. And that is where you are located. We've got a Google map on there, and it's going to place pins in the different places around the world where people sign up to pray for more priestly vocations and for the work of Vocation Boom. This is a very tangible thing that you can do to help bring about more vocations and to support our work, which, quite frankly, we need as much prayer support as we can get. and you will find every day of the week listed and every hour of every day. So you can just click on the hour that you want to offer some sort of prayer. And if you see an hour that is blue instead of black, that means somebody's already taken it. You can still take that hour if you want. But we want to try to get all 168 hours of the week covered, and even by more than one person in each particular hour. And during the hour that you commit to praying for vocations and for our work, all you have to do, all we're asking you to do, is a 5-second prayer, a 10-second prayer in your own words. One Our Father, one Hail Mary. You can offer an hour of Eucharistic adoration, a Mass intention, anything that's comfortable for you. You don't have to spend the whole hour in prayer, but during the hour that you sign up, just make yourself a reminder to just stop for just a few seconds and just say, Lord, please give us more happy, holy, healthy priests, and please bless the work of Vocation Boom. So would you consider doing that for us today? Again, it's at vocationboom.com, and the Pray tab at the top of the page, we have highlighted that in yellow. You can't miss it. Just hover over that, click on the prayer campaign link, and you are all set. And we've got a prayer roster there, which is going to be updated daily, and that'll serve as a sign of our solidarity with you, all of us in prayer for more vocations. Thank you so much for taking a moment to do that. All right, time to get to my guest on the program today. Again, Corey Bruns, a seminarian, college seminarian for the Diocese of Owensboro, Kentucky. And as I mentioned, he goes to Bishop Simon Brute College Seminary. That's located in Indianapolis. He is a sophomore there, and as he told me before we came on the air, he's already registered for fall classes. Glory to God, he's moving on. And while he currently lives in Kentucky, he was born into a family as one of triplets and five children in all. And that is a rich line of German Catholic heritage in Quincy, Illinois. He enjoys woodworking, gardening, designing websites, as well as taking photos and making videos. Corey, it is so good to have you with us today. How are you, young man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great, thanks be to God, and just such a blessing and a joy to have you on with us. I mentioned your family, the five kids, solid Catholic heritage. Give us a little bit of a snapshot of the Bruns family as you're growing up and how the faith formed you into someone who now, at the age you are, you're taking the priesthood seriously.
As you said, I was born in Quincy, Illinois. I'm a triplet. It's two boys and one girl, so I have a triplet brother and a triplet sister. And then I also have two older brothers on top of that they're all married now with kids. So I have two great nieces and nephews. I was born in Quincy, and I lived there until I was about in the second grade. And then my family moved to Nebraska. My dad got a job there in Beatrice, Nebraska, so we moved there to be with him. And that's sort of where our whole family, we sort of started to encounter Christ a little bit more. We always... back home in Quincy and stuff, I mean, we went to Sunday Mass and stuff, and we were always very active in the church. But when we went to Nebraska, we were quite a bit distance away from our family back home, so we sort of had to turn to other things that whenever we got lonely. So my mom, she had got interested with and involved with the ladies' sodality at St. Joe's, and my siblings and I, we would go there for CCD and things. But the real main thing that sort of kept our family focused back then was we'd always go to holy hours, and so every Saturday morning before Mass, and then usually if we could get to Mass early enough, we'd always try it other days too, but we'd always make holy hours as a family. That was really big for my siblings and I, because we have a great love of Eucharistic adoration, and we would always go there and read books and things and just really sort of open up our hearts and stuff to what Christ was calling us to do with our life. But we only lived in Beatrice for a year, and then we moved over across the U.S. a little bit to Marion, Kentucky. It's a small little town. Don't even have a Walmart.
Not yet.
But we moved there, and my family started going to attending Mass at the church in town. And that was really that was where my brother and I, we started serving, because we had made our first communion back in Beatrice. And so we were getting involved with the church there as well. And we had a priest who he was stationed there, Father Cash, and he really just sort of inspired my whole family to sort of deepen our faith a lot. My brother and I, he got us really involved with serving and things. We had only altar boys at that parish, but it was everything that a boy could love. We had smoke, fire, candles, all the bells and whistle stuff, so it was really exciting for us. And he really sort of gave us glimpses into what sort of the joys of the priesthood and everything that it's like. Fast forward a couple of years, I was confirmed in the fifth grade, and Father Cash was moved a short time before then. But we had a huge seminarian presence while we were at St. William's. Father, he'd always really just inspired guys and stuff, and so they would always come back and say hi. And one of them, Father, he's now a priest, but he taught my confirmation class when he was in seminary. And I remember sitting on the side of a kickball field. We were playing kickball on one of our class meetings, and I was sitting next to Father Cash, and we were just talking about the priesthood. And he just sort of told me, well, Corey, I think that you might have a vocation sometime in the future. Even if you don't, you have a vocation for something. But just pray about it, and if you ever need anything, I'm here. So that was really great for me to just sort of have somebody to look up to, and just sort of, if I ever had questions and things, I could sort of ask him about. So I got into middle school and stuff, and it really sort of just kept coming back, the thought about being a priest and things. And so when I was in high school, we changed parishes, and we went from driving to a parish 5 minutes down the road to 45 minutes away. But the parish St. Anne's, which is my home parish now, we have perpetual adoration there. My former pastor, Father Gerald Baker, he was just a really great guy. The thing he sort of always preaches, the only important thing in life is going to heaven. And my family, we had a great love for adoration, so that sort of helped move us there. And just the parish is very conducive to sort of what we needed. But I applied for seminary my junior year of high school, and was in application with the diocese for a little bit, and then I was accepted. And so as soon as I graduated after my senior year, I joined, and I and another guy, Sam Rasp, who's one of my brothers up here at Brute, we were sort of the guinea pigs for the diocese. We just started using Bishop Brute, so we just have been here for 2 years now, Owensboro has, and it's a great place. I love it. I'm growing, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that's been placed in my life.
Corey Bruns with us on Vocation Boom Radio. He is a college seminarian. I want to especially invite you teenage guys, maybe young adult gentlemen who are listening, or, as always, I stress moms and dads and grandparents and relatives of young men, call in today, talk to Corey, ask him, you know, what's it been like to take this step? What was the reaction of your friends, your family? Did you have peer pressure maybe to not go into the seminary? What is seminary life like? I mean, you've got a young man here who is still several years away, God willing, from being ordained a priest, but an opportunity to ask him personally what this journey is like so far, and maybe he can give you some tips on how to encourage a young man that you know. So our phone number is 1-800-585-9396. If you'd like to get on the program, we're live today, 1-800-585-9396. I want to especially invite those of you listening on Eucharist Radio. That is one of our Catholic radio affiliates, 88.7 in Corey's own area there. They got a beautiful promo of the radio broadcast on their website homepage right now. 800-585-9396. So, Corey, what about your friends? And, you know, were they understanding, supportive? Were you able to talk to them as you're kind of sensing maybe, you should go into the seminary?
They were. Marion is not a very Catholic area. It's mainly a Baptist town, and so my triplet siblings and I, and about two other kids, I was one of about five Catholic kids in the sort of whole school. So it was interesting. We had a lot of questions that were always asked about us and stuff. So they definitely kept us on our toes with how to answer things, and they kept us growing in our faith by it. But all my friends, they're very supportive. Of just sort of me going here and stuff. They always, it was about the seventh, eighth grade, I really decided that that's what I wanted to, sort of the direction I wanted to go with my life. And so they all sort of knew that Corey wanted to be a priest. And I've kept in touch with a lot of them, and they've been supportive, and it's been good.
And let's talk a little bit about life at Simon Brute College Seminary. I remember, as you know, Corey, and most of our listeners, I was 6 years in formation for the priesthood myself. Three of those were at Franciscan University, so kind of a normal college environment, not necessarily a college seminary. But 2 years were spent inside 1 year each in two different seminaries. And for me, Corey, the just the fraternal spirit, you know, the common goal that, that you all are pursuing with God's grace. Talk about how, you know, there's a, well, if it is supportive, talk about your experience so far.
Brute is really great. We're started off a little bit like Steubenville is. We started off as a house of formation at Marian University. Our current rector, he was our founding rector, Father Bob Robeson, and he founded it with about 8 guys at the beginning, and then after a couple years, they decided to migrate. They had enough guys they could become a seminary, and then we moved down the road about a mile to the old Carmelite monastery. It's a castle, literally, that we get to live in. But we have 46 guys this year. It's really great, the fraternal spirit and stuff. We have it's ordinary college guys. We always, some of the guys joke about that it's sort of like a frat house with an emphasis on Jesus, because you have a bunch of guys, and we're here for the same purpose. We're focusing on trying to encourage each other to grow in our relationships, to grow with Christ. And so, like, we have sporting events that we'll have at the seminary. We just had a new tradition we started a couple weeks, I guess it was maybe 2 weeks ago, for St. Joseph's Feast, and we had a blessing of the St. Joseph's Table where we invited different members of the community to come in and just see the seminary and sort of interact with the seminarians. But the guys, I mean, it's really great, just the fraternal aspect. And one of the things that it hit me, one of the first nights that we were here, and we were praying night prayer in the chapel, and when I came in last year, there was 36 guys. And with just 36 guys, the chapel has wooden floors and ceilings. So when we started chanting the Salve Regina at the end of night prayer, it was just like this just amazing feeling. You just had all these just deep male voices just singing to Our Lady. It was just really sort of a powerful moment. But the guys, I mean, we're all friends and stuff with each other. A lot of us were from the Midwestern region, Kentucky, Tennessee, Indiana, and Illinois. We have one guy over from Colorado. But there's just the guys, we're always just encouraging each other to sort of grow on campus and things. We all have a lot of the same philosophy courses, but then we also take classes where there's sort of other students from other areas of the campus and stuff that are involved with it as well. So it's a unique opportunity where we get to be in seminary, but we also get to sort of experience college life on a Catholic college campus. So,
yeah, I was going to ask you a little bit about that. Maybe if you can flesh that out a little bit, because a lot of guys might be thinking seminary life, they may have a perception of it, Corey, that maybe you did too. I'd like to know if you did, but of thinking, okay, we're going to be, kind of shut off from the world, can't watch TV, can't have our cell phones, you know, all of this stuff. But talk about how life is really rather normal for you still.
I actually, before I came into seminary, the diocese was sort of deciding on which new college seminary they were going to use. So there are a bunch of different names that are being brought up and things. And I sort of had in my mind that seminary, you go to seminary, it's a bunch of guys, you go to Mass, have class, go to Mass again or pray or something, and that you were just sort of kept off from everything. But we decided on Bishop Brute, and I'm really glad and thankful for that. The guys, we start off our morning with Mass here at Bishop Brute, and then whenever our class times are, we all go back and forth. A lot of us will carpool back and forth to campus, ride our bikes. It's just a short ways down the road. But we'll go over to campus, and we sort of interact with all the campus students and stuff. A lot of them, all the seminarians are involved with different organizations on campus. We're not able to like participate in like the football team or baseball and stuff on campus because of timing constraints and things. But we have intramural seasons and stuff that come up. So the seminarians, we always have our intramural football team and frisbee and stuff, ultimate frisbee games that we do with them. We all have access to computers and cell phones and TVs. We actually just this past weekend we had our Day of Recollection, our rector was nice enough where he let us turn on the TV to watch the game between UK and UL last night. So, we have all these different things. I mean, we focus on prayer and things and growing, but we're just normal guys just trying to find out what we're called to do.
Corey Bruns with us here on Vocation Boom Radio. We're going to take a break now. We got some calls waiting on the other side for Corey. Our number is 1-800-585-9396. 1-800-585-9396. If you find yourself around Corey's age, 18 to 22, that's kind of the typical age of the men at Simon Brute and elsewhere in college seminaries. maybe you are feeling that little that itch in your heart or in your head that you're thinking, maybe I need to look into a possible priestly vocation. I'm sure Corey would love to share with you the steps that he took in talking with probably his pastor, his parents, his family, friends, eventually approaching the Diocese of Owensboro. Maybe you're wondering, what are the things I need to do to at least look into this? Feel free. Give us a call here. Get on the program. 1-800-585-9396. As always, those of you with young loved ones in your care, as parents or grandparents, if you want to find some ways to encourage them, I'm sure Corey would be happy to help you with that as well. Again, our phone number, 1-800-585-9396. We will get to some of your calls and a lot more with Corey when we return. Stay with us.
Promoting priestly vocations around the world. This is Vocation Boom Radio.
Do you have a son who's been exhibiting signs that he might be thinking about the priesthood? Or do you know a young man whom you'd like to encourage in that direction? Make your first piece of advice to point him to vocationboom.com. Vocationboom.com is the official website of Vocation Boom, the multimedia initiative that's helping young men around the world discover and embrace their call to the priesthood. The site is designed specifically to provide an abundance of faithful resources not only to men considering the priesthood, but also to those who want to support those whom God is calling. VocationBoom.com is connected to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, has an audio and video gallery, and tons of great resources to help the young men you know make an informed decision about their future. Won't you tell all the young men you know about VocationBoom.com? Start today. And that might be just the thing they need to give serious consideration to becoming priests. That's vocationboom.com.
Recent popes have challenged all Catholics to share their faith, but most of us don't feel equipped to take up the challenge. St. Joseph Communications founder Terry Barber's new book, How to Share Your Faith, takes the pain and uncertainty out of sharing one's faith. Based on Barber's decades of personal experience as an effective evangelist, How to Share Your Faith with Anyone informs, entertains, and inspires would-be and seasoned evangelists. How to Share Your Faith, available at your local Catholic bookstore or at Ignatius.com. What is the truth about the relics associated with Jesus' Passion? The Holy Cross, the Crown of Thorns, the Shroud of Turin, and others. In Witnesses to Mystery from Ignatius Press, two investigators reveal the results of their two-year study. Witnesses to Mystery is a lavishly illustrated, stunningly beautiful examination drawing on the work of scientists and historians. Witnesses to Mystery is available at your local Catholic bookstore or at Ignatius.com.
I am a good listener.
Yo puedo hablar dos idiomas.
I'm able to speak two languages.
I am able to see the goodness in everyone.
I am very funny. I'm serious.
I am praying for my brother.
I am an avid reader.
I am reading the Bible again.
I mean, really reading it.
I am true to myself.
A true friend.
True to my word.
I am answering God's calling.
All right, back with you here on Vocation Boom Radio. Jerry Usher, along with seminarian Corey Bruns, a sophomore at Simon Brute College Seminary in Indianapolis. And we're going to get to some of your phone calls here, 800-585-9396. Sarah, thanks for holding through the break in Missouri. You are on first with Corey. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Just fine. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a couple boys who used to go to Catholic school, but we have since moved, and they go to public school. And, of course, we've seen more of a worldliness, even, if I might say, a cockiness, as they're growing up. And so we're kind of discerning whether they should go to the other alternative in our town, which is a non-Catholic Christian school, or just keep them in public. But I'm just wondering if you guys have any tips on how to keep your kids Catholic, how to keep them faithful, and also, you know, just discerning their vocation as they grow up.
Corey?
Uh-huh. Yes. I know when I went through school and stuff, I was a public school all the way. So coming to Catholic seminary and a Catholic university was sort of my first-hand experience with Catholic schools. I enjoyed my time in public school. But I was also as blessed with my mom especially and just priests and church in my life that we really just had a really good faith upbringing. Just sort of with CCD and stuff, we had really strong programs. So I'm all for whichever public or Catholic school. I do lean a little more toward Catholic school, thinking back now that I've been to a Catholic university, just because of the opportunities for Mass and for prayer and stuff that's integrated. But I know personally back in, I went to Crittenden County High School, and it was a very Protestant school with all the students and things, but we had prayers before all of our sporting games. We had preachers from town that would come in and speak. I was able to sort of interact with them and stuff in ways because of just having my mom back at home, and we'd have family prayer time. We'd pray the rosary and things during Lent. We'd go to church for Stations of the Cross. We'd go to adoration, stay faithful to the Mass. So I think it's, as long as there's a lot of effort that's put behind it for keeping them Catholic, I think that it's any opportunity, because it's an evangelization opportunity to be in a public school and sort of reach out to others with your faith.
And so one challenge that I have is that my husband is not Catholic and doesn't practice anything. And so I guess that's one more difficulty, you know, of mm-hmm. keeping kids Catholic and Christian all together. Was your dad real strong in the faith too, or how did that go?
My dad, he was actually a convert. He was Methodist, and then shortly after I was born, he was going through the RCIA program and stuff, and so he came into the faith. So my dad, he's been Catholic and stuff. He's never been sort of as strong as my mom, just because he hadn't grown up in it or anything. But he was also there. But I guess mainly in my life, it was my mom, really. I worked at a Catholic youth camp this past summer, and one of the things that we'd ask the kids about was we'd ask sort of who in their family had the biggest influence on sort of their faith life. And a lot of the times the kids said that it was their mom. And always I like to think back to Mary and stuff, and Mary and Jesus and the relationship that they had. I know my dad, he's been Catholic and faithful and stuff, and especially now that I've gone to seminary, it's been good talking with him about things. But I think really just, to me personally, a mom is someone who's a little easier to contact with when it comes to the whole faith thing. As I was growing up as a boy and stuff, because it was just she was warm and inviting and things, and that encaptured me into the church a little more, because it wasn't always the cool thing to do, to be faithful, but always I loved mom and stuff, and so mom wanted me to go to church. I went to church, and it sort of just helped me keep growing.
So one last thing. I was just thinking, too, that did she have any kind of formal time with you guys that she sat down and did maybe like a homeschooling religious ed, you know, like a CCD at home kind of thing? Or was it mostly just in her faith and bringing you to church and to the Stations of the Cross and prayer and adoration and things like this? Or did she have more of a formal time that, you know, once a week or once every day that she would sit down with you guys and try to teach you the faith?
Mm-hmm. My mom, actually, she was involved with our parish CCD program, so a lot of the time she never taught our class, she would teach other classes, but the programs that we'd use there at church, we'd always come back home and stuff and talk about them. My mom, she's was a kindergarten teacher, now she teaches second year in second grade, but she's always sort of had that sort of teaching mindset, so it's been easy for her to come up with activities and things. A lot of the times my family, whenever it was Lent or Advent, those were sort of the two seasons where we sort of tried to focus more in on the faith especially, and so my siblings and I, we'd take turns, we'd research prayers or litanies or something, and every Friday night after we prayed a rosary, we would always have a little devotional or something that we would do, something that we got to learn about and we'd tell the family about. So we had time at home where she'd bring things out about the faith, but then we also had it at church as well.
All right, Sarah.
It takes a lot of stuff, a lot of prayers and education and everything to help form kids these days, and I was just looking for some tips.
How old are your sons, Sarah?
The oldest will be 11, and the next will be 9, and then we have three other ones, too, but those are the two that are in school right now, so those are the two I'm more concerned about since they're, you know, around all the other kids all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Well, I know our listening community very well, Sarah, and I can assure you that people are already keeping your sons in prayer and all of our young people that they will find their true calling from God. And with parents like you, I think that's pretty much guaranteed to happen. So Well, we'll pray for you. Please pray for us, and thank you so much for joining us on the program today. We appreciate that. We are going to go next to Las Vegas, Immaculate Heart Radio listener by the name of Maria. Maria, welcome to Vocation Boom Radio.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Hi, this is Maria. Good, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Good, how are you?
I have a question. I have my son. He's 22. He's 22, and I see I'm Catholic. My husband is Episcopalian, but he never practices. We married, okay? We married more than 30 years ago. We had two grandkids, and then a Christian, the only boy. And I keep on seeing and things in him like a priest. And I say, you are a priest. And he said, no, mommy, no. He said, no. I said, don't fight back. And he said, well, I'm going to get information. How can I encourage him?
I know personally my mom, whenever we prayed together and things as a family, that was sort of a way that I just sort of knew that she was always there with me and stuff. But she would always tell us that we should always keep our mind open. She would always say that she loved us and she'd support us in whichever way we went. That if we decide to be a priest or something, she'd still love us. If we decide to be married, she'd still love us. So I think really just having that love and support behind you is something that sort of helped me to sort of just have the freedom to go in whichever way that God was calling me to. I was blessed to have a lot of good priests in my life that sort of inspired me and were able to talk to me about things as well.
Okay. Oh, that sounds nice. Can you please send me some information so I cannot push him too much and I cannot shut up, back off that I'm supposed to do something?
Tell you what, Maria, we will have our call screener, Angelica, get an email address from you, and I'll be in touch with you, and then maybe Corey, I'll see if he wants to offer me any suggestions. I can include that as well, but we'll do that off the air. How does that sound, Maria?
Oh, sounds good. Pretty good. Thank you very much for my call. Taking my call.
All right. Thank you for calling. Stay on the line for just a minute. Angelica will get the information there. Corey, isn't it great to hear, these parents calling in who are really, and this is not, of course, they're not the first generation of parents to take their kids' vocations seriously, but you've talked about how your family was supportive, not pushy. Isn't it encouraging to see more and more parents taking this approach?
It really is. I know there's been a couple guys I've gotten close to here at Brute. And I know one of them, his family just wasn't very supportive of him coming to seminary. A lot of us were able to have just sort of a good family that was really supportive behind us and stuff, but it sort of opened my eyes a little bit that there's some people that don't have that support as well, but hearing these calls is really good to hear.
We're with Corey Bruns here on Vocation Boom Radio. He is a young man studying at Simon Brute College Seminary. That's in Indianapolis. One of five kids, and in fact, one of triplets. And he is in his second year, sophomore year, studying there at Bishop Brute House of Formation. Started in 2004 with eight men, and now up to 46. And Corey, if I'm right, you have 15 seminarians for your diocese. Is that up, down? How have those numbers been going?
They've been staying the same for about the last 3 or 4 years. They've stayed about 15, 16-ish or so. We actually have two of our guys are receiving ministries today at home in the cathedral. But the guys, we just got a new vocation director this past summer. So Father Jason's been doing a lot of good work with getting guys in sort of inspired for seminary. And so I know that we're going to have a couple new guys coming up to join us, hopefully at Brute here this next year. They keep going up in the diocese. It's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. What about, do you have opportunities, say, when you're home from school on breaks and in your parish and so forth? I imagine you're always on the lookout for opportunities to encourage other guys to follow in your footsteps.
Uh-huh, yes. Back home in the diocese, a couple of the different schools, the classrooms will adopt a seminarian. So the seminarian, we get cards or care packages and things from them. So I have a parish back home in the Diocese of St. Joe's, and I have a little kindergartner class. So it's just a joy to get to go and be with 20 kids and stuff and talk to them about just sort of what I'm going through at seminary and what they're doing at school. One of the things that we've always been encouraged to do is to sort of be witnesses and stuff to vocations. So, like, whenever we're home in the parishes or anything, we've been asked that we serve and that we just are there and giving witness to that there are vocations in the diocese and that they are growing in things. One of my sort of things that I did in high school was I did a lot with website design. I announced sporting games events online and stuff, and so that was sort of one of the things I enjoyed doing. So when I came to seminary, I started a blog. I wish I got to post on it more. I don't every couple weeks I get a chance to, but it's sort of one of the ways that I know that I like to sort of branch out to people is through, like, social media and things. Working at camp and things, the seminarians in our diocese, that we have a lot of different opportunities to help out with retreats, our camp in the diocese and things. And so there's always an opportunity where we can sort of give witness to vocations and sort of talk with any guys that are interested.
And describe, you know, your seminary. You're in, I think you said, an old Carmelite monastery. Are you in cells, or have they kind of redone it to make it more like dorms? Or describe the inside environment there.
It's really neat. The Carmelite sisters, they were really good with sort of keeping the building, the structural integrity and everything to it. The outside looks exactly like a castle. It looks like you plucked it out of, like, England or something and placed it here in the middle of Indianapolis. but the seminarians, we actually live in cells. I get a bigger cell. I think mine's a 6x8 or an 8x9, something like that. But then some of the guys have really small cells, so they have two rooms that they get to share. They have one for, like, a study and one for a little bedroom. The downstairs level, the sisters, when they lived here, they used to use it as work rooms. So they're a little bit bigger rooms and things. So the guys down there, we have our seniors and our upperclassmen that live there. And we just built it on 10 new dorms this past year, 10 new dorms, 2 priest apartments, and a new dining hall for the seminary. So the new dorms are very nice. They're about, I don't know, 3-4 times the size of what my room is, and they have roommates and things. But that side of the building, you can tell that it's new, but I have a curved oak door and stuff, and we have lanterns that hang in the rooms that have our lights and stuff coming out of them. So it's a neat environment. It's a beautiful place to sort of grow up in. When you first walk into the seminary, you walk up these big stone marble-looking stairs, and there's a beautiful statue of Our Lady of Mount Carmel there. Father Bob, our rector, he always talks about that Mary is the real rector of the seminary, that we look to Mary to be sort of our inspiration and point us to her son. So that's one of the neat things. We have different statues and artwork and stuff throughout the seminary in little niches, but the monastery, it's a beautiful place. We have 18 acres, so we have a courtyard on the middle and an outer courtyard, and then we have fields out back that we play sports and things in. So it's a great place.
Yeah, it sounds like your vocation directors better keep close eye on you guys. If you get to liking that small little cell life, you could run off and join monasteries somewhere.
Yeah.
How's the food?
The food is campus food. At Brute, we have an interesting situation because we'll have our breakfast here at the seminary, and then throughout the week, Monday through Friday, lunch and dinner we'll do over at the university campus at their cafeteria, and then we just eat our weekend meals back here at the seminary. Because the building used to be a monastery, we have a pretty good-sized kitchen, and the guys were all, anytime we want to, we're able to go in there and cook and fix food and things for us. So I never knew that men could cook so well until I came to seminary and saw some of the things that guys come up with for breakfast and dinners and stuff. So we always, on the weekends and stuff, we'll have community meals where different guys will cook, or we'll have families that will come in and bring us a home-cooked meal from home. So the food is good. It's a little different
very
than
good.
College food.
Well, Corey, hang on. There's a lot more that I want to talk about with you, and if there are any of our listeners who want to join the conversation with Corey Bruns, college seminarian from the Diocese of Owensboro, Kentucky, studying at Bishop Simon Brute College Seminary in Indianapolis, get on board. We got time to take your calls at 1-800-585-9396. 1-800-585-9396. And when we come back, we'll ask Corey some more about life at the college seminary, and we'll get into a lot more of what we are prepared to talk about here on the program, but we really do want to hear from you. 1-800-585-9396 is our number. We are coming right back. Hope you'll stay with us.
Find help in supporting vocations. At vocationboom.com.
We all know a lot of priests, and most of us know at least one seminarian. If there's a way we can support them, it's to help them better know the faith they're called by God to teach the rest of us. Many priests and seminarians already use the Faith Database, the searchable CD-ROM that you load right onto your computer. Learn more about the Faith Database at faithdatabase.com. It contains more than 10 Bible translations, over 1,500 full-length books by authors such as Aquinas, Newman, and Chesterton, writings from the Fathers and Doctors of the Church, 2,000 years of church council documents and papal writings, Bible art and maps, and much more. You can either read and study an entire volume or use the search feature to enter a word or phrase, and instantly dozens or hundreds of results pop up that have to do with a topic you're interested in. Learn how you can get a copy for yourself or for the priest or seminarian in your life by logging on to faithdatabase.com.
Those dedicated to forming tomorrow's priests are lining up to show their support for Vocation Boom. Bishop Kevin Rhodes of Fort Wayne South Bend says, "I highly recommend the website vocationboom.com, a wonderful initiative to help young men consider whether God might be calling them to the priesthood. The cultivation of vocations to the priesthood is an important part of the new evangelization. I am very grateful for Vocation Boom, which assists those called by the Lord to respond to that call." Will you get behind the boom in priestly vocations? Become an apostle of vocations today at vocationboom.com.
Mary of Nazareth is an epic new full-length motion picture on the life of Mary, Mother of Christ, from her childhood through the resurrection of Jesus. Now available from Ignatius Press for sponsored theatrical events. Mary of Nazareth vividly captures the essence of Our Lady's profound faith and trust in God amidst the great mysteries that she lived with as the Mother of the Messiah. For more information, please visit maryfilm.com or call 770-591-0045.
Supporting the church's efforts to increase vocations to the priesthood. Vocation Boom Radio.
So, you've answered God's call. Now, it's time to have your call forwarded. Support, encouragement, and inspiration for those called to the priesthood.
Yes, indeed, one of the most important things you and I can do and really ought to be doing daily is praying for more vocations. Jesus himself says in Scripture, pray the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the harvest. And you and I can do that. And we would be honored if you would let us and really the world know that you're praying for more priestly vocations and at the same time praying for the work of Vocation Boom. If you would go onto our website, today officially launching a new prayer campaign. You can sign up with your first name only. We don't want your first name. I mean, anything other than your first name. And optional, you can add your location. And we will add a pin onto our Google map there on our website there and add you to our prayer roster. You can pick an hour that you want during the week. Every hour is listed. You can check the box. This is so easy to do. And again, during your hour, it's not, you don't have to devote the whole hour. It doesn't have to be adoration or anything like that. It can be, certainly. We'd love to have that. But all we ask is that you commit to offering some form of spiritual offering or bouquet to the Lord during your hour. It can be one Our Father. It can be one Hail Mary. It could be, God, give us more priests, and then you're back to your busy day. But we ask if you would be so kind as to sign up to pray during a certain hour. We would be most grateful for that. And you can, again, go to vocationboom.com. We have the pray tab at the top of the page highlighted in yellow. You can't miss it. Hover over that, click on prayer campaign, and you're in business, and we'd love to have you joining us there. And we'd love to have you on the program today at 1-800-585-9396. College seminarian Corey Bruns is with us. He studies at Bishop Simon Brute College Seminary. That's in Indianapolis, studying for the Diocese of Owensboro, Kentucky. And, you know, Corey, you've mentioned, I believe it was Father Cash you said was supportive and encouraged you and even mentioned a possible vocation and the environment in your family that you grew up in. Was there any particular moment or series of events that really got you started thinking about the priesthood? I mean, for real, when you finally said to yourself, hey, this could be what God's calling me to.
We have a, it's across the U.S., but it's called Youth 2000. It's a adoration, basically it's based off 40 hours Eucharistic adoration. And we had, we always had the retreat in our diocese. We actually, I just got back from it a couple weeks back. It's always at the end of our spring break here at Bishop Brute. But that was, it was a really great opportunity for me to just sort of spend some time in prayer and things. I never really had just sort of a moment where I was just like, had a dramatic thought or something come to my head. But ever since Father Cash had first suggested the thought of priesthood to me, it had always been in the back of my mind. And so whenever I'd go to Youth 2000 growing up and things, they did a Eucharistic procession, and they'd come around and they'd bring Jesus and the monstrance to each person. You got to kiss the priest vestments and stuff and just reverence Jesus. I remember one of the times I was just sitting in the back, and I think I was in the 9th or 10th grade, and I was just sitting there, and I just kept praying and saying, Lord, if you're wanting to show me that I'm supposed to be a priest, or that I'm supposed to discern a vocation, just show me peace. And I remember just kissing the humeroville as the priest came around, and I just started crying. It wasn't exactly what I was looking for, but it was sort of that maybe I sort of felt like maybe I should keep thinking about it. So I just different moments throughout my life and stuff that I'd be doing something at Mass or I'd be over at church. And a lot of the times it was just people that would come up to me and they'd say, Corey, have you ever thought about being a priest? Maybe you should consider it. And that for me was sort of the big thing, was just other people saw different virtues and things in me that they thought was qualifying for a priest. And so it sort of opened up the doors for a possible discernment of it.
I say that on this show a lot, and a lot of our guests do too, and I want that to, what Corey just said, to be another reminder to all of you who are listening. You can do a whole lot more than you may realize to encourage a young man to at least look into the priesthood seriously by simply just saying, you know, you'd make a good priest, or, you know, have you ever thought about the priesthood? I know for me, that was something that helped encourage me to ultimately take the step into priestly formation when I did about 20 years ago. And Corey, talk about how in the seminary, they don't accept you, say, all right, we're enrolling classes, now you're on your own, go figure this out. You've got spiritual direction, probably formation direction. Talk about the help that you get from the church as an institution to help sort this calling out.
One of the biggest things, being up here, especially because like I'm about four or five hours away from the diocese and family and things, is just knowing that people are back home praying for me. You get, probably everybody's seen it at their parish and things, different vocation posters with the pictures of the seminarians on it. And it's always, you get letters and things in the mail that say that people are praying about you, thinking about you. But then here at the seminary, we have our formation directors. At Bishop Brute, our rector and our vice rector are the different formation directors. So we meet with them about every 2-3 weeks. It's sort of it's a little bit different than spiritual direction, because we have internal and external forms. So some things in spiritual direction with sins and things and just sort of your prayer life, it's not really necessary to bring that out and talk about with your formation director. But with our formation director, we go over like how our relationships are with men here in the house, with people on campus, how our grades are doing. Because they're in the external form, they're able to look at different things, how we interact with guys in the house and on campus. And they're able to sort of suggest things to us. So different things have come up with different guys and things. Like if a guy's maybe fallen asleep or something during Mass or something, they might suggest to him, well, hey, what time are you getting to bed? Maybe you should consider doing this and trying to squeeze it in. So it's a very caring atmosphere. Father Bob and Father Joe are directors. They're really great about sort of, you know, that they have your best intentions at heart. And they're always there ready to support you. And so there's been times when I've gone and just sat down with them and just talked about different things. And then we have spiritual direction. So our spiritual directors are priests that come in. We have one that lives in-house at the seminary, and then we use a couple of the arch indie priests here around in the area that come in and do spiritual direction for the men. But they sort of help us with sort of making sure that we're falling in love with Christ more, that we're staying faithful to prayer, that we're really challenging ourselves on a more inner level to sort of grow and with our vocation. They sort of help us to discern where God's calling us in life and things by the things we tell them. So it's great. There's somebody here who's always thinking about you. They're always there to support you. I know any of the priests here at Bishop Rutte, I mean, they do anything for me if I ever needed anything. So I really enjoy their friendship and their spiritual fatherhood to me.
Beautiful. Corey, we got about 2 minutes. I wish we had more time, but the hours pass quickly. In our last, say, 90 seconds to 2 minutes, you know, if you were to speak right now, and I guess actually you are because we got a lot of listeners, to those young men similar to yourself who are, you know, at various stages in the process of even thinking about the priesthood, or maybe they're just thinking, I really got to give this a go. You know, what would you say by way of encouragement to them in about 60 seconds or so?
Definitely keep praying. Stay close to Our Lady. She always has our best intentions at heart, and she's always pointing us to her Son. Send an email to your vocation director for your diocese, and just it's not saying that you're being accepted or that you're going to seminary or that you're going to be ordained, but they'll be able to send you back information and things, and that'll help you, and they'll be there to pray with you and things. But definitely prayer, and just be who you are, and always try and strive for the best in life, and just constantly be just falling in love with Christ and deepening your relationship with Him as you're just discerning where you're being called.
Well, I want to point out your diocese has a wonderful vocations website. It's www.rcdok. I presume that's Roman Catholic Diocese, Owensboro, Kentucky. rcdok.org/vocations for anyone in that area listening on Eucharist Radio. And I want to thank Dickie Nally and all the folks there for really the wonderful promotion of this broadcast here today. And, of course, all that they do to keep Catholic radio on the air in that area. Corey, I'm sure you're quite familiar with your local Catholic radio station.
Uh-huh, very much so, yes.
Very good. Yeah. All right, Corey, thank you for being on with us here. Thanks for saying yes to God. I know you've got a ways to go. I see on your bio you're looking at 2021, so you and God have plenty of time to sort this out, but our prayers obviously are that you do have a vocation and that you persevere. You will remain in our prayers, and we ask that you keep us in yours as well.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Corey Bruns. Keep him in prayer, folks, and all of the young men who are still out there who haven't yet felt that strong enough nudge or had the grace or courage to respond to that. God is calling men to the priesthood. Simon Brute, Bishop Simon Brute College Seminary in Indianapolis is going and growing, as they say, up to 46 men, opened with about 8 men 10 years ago. So not huge leaps in numbers, but you can see that God is certainly on the move, and our prayers can help to really bring about an increase in vocations. And again, I just want to close this broadcast by reminding you about our new prayer campaign at vocationboom.com. Will you take a moment right now to go over to our website? And again, when you get there, if you look at the prayer tab or pray, it's the pray tab at the top of the page. Just hover over that with your mouse. And then the first option is prayer campaign. And we'd love to have you sign up there to take 1 hour during the week or take as many as you want. And again, it doesn't have to be any kind of structured prayer or even the entire hour. But we would just like to know that during every hour of the entire week, somebody is saying a prayer for priestly vocations and for our work at Vocation Boom. So would you do us a favor and log on there? And we just ask for your first name, and optional field is the location if you want, because we're going to have one of those little, you know, Google Map pins will drop down in your area. We got a prayer partner roster. Your name will be listed and the hours that you're praying there. So again, that's at vocationboom.com. Look for the pray tab, which is highlighted in yellow at the top of the page. And again, please keep us in prayer for our upcoming Vocation Boom lunch. That is on April 12th with Tommy Lasorda. Very important fundraiser for the work of Vocation Boom. You are in our prayers, and we appreciate yours so much. We'll talk to you again next week. God bless.
Thanks for being a part of Vocation Boom Radio. Be sure to visit vocationboom.com. selected by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Vocations as the best online resource for promoting vocations to the priesthood. There, you'll discover helpful information on priestly vocations, as well as tremendous audio and video resources, archives of Vocation Boom Radio, and a lot more. Please be sure to click on the support link to ensure the future work of Vocation Boom.